Yep.
Kevin and Slugger.
They ought to know.
Man arrested after urinating on police station.
So many places in the world you could urinate.
Right?
But you choose the cop house.
He went to the police station to ask them a question.
Okay.
Came out of the police station.
Didn't get his question answered?
Probably? Don't know. Doesn't say.
Okay.
And just needed to pee.
You know what? It's time to release the dragon.
So the police officers came out and they go, you know, we have cameras out here. It's a police station. You understand that we can see you doing that.
What's a camera?
He said, I didn't think anyone could see me.
Well, no, I just had to go, and you don't have any... Oh, you do have restrooms in there. I didn't think about that.
He got arrested for indecent exposure outside the police station.
It was pretty decent.
I love him.
What a... Come on.
That is a brand new Pearl Jam song that they released last night.
Yeah, you know, everyone says dropped. Oh, the new whatever dropped. Yes. That's actually the definition of it. In the middle of the night, Eddie's like, hey, here you go. Here's a new Pearl Jam song. That is called Dark Matter. I like it.
I love it.
It's nice and solid. Yeah, very cool stuff.
That's really great. They rock hard on that one.
Yeah. All right, so we have a question for everybody, right?
We do, yes.
What's up with Florida?
Always relevant.
This is a crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which ones aren't? A woman got attacked by her own bull.
She has a bull.
She has a bull.
She has an actual, like, horned bull there in Florida somewhere.
This 2,000 pounds.
2,000 pound male cow with horns.
Okay. So she looked out back, and the bull had run over her kid.
Oh, nice. Oh, you know, they just let Junior go out there in the yard and play with a bull.
So she did what any mom would do and ran and tried to get the bull's attention away from her son.
Quit eating Junior.
And she ran all over the farm and the bull chased her.
I'll kill you, I'll kill you, I'll kill you.
And then the bull attacked her and knocked her down.
Woohoo! That a bull.
This is where we pick up with her in the story.
Okay. I just kind of gave up the ghost. I was like... Okay, Lord, it's me or you. You know, I'm done here. I can't hold out any longer.
Wow. I've done all I can do.
That's dramatic.
The bull has literally almost killed me. Yeah, gored her. It did.
It did?
Yes. Yes.
Why does she have a creature that can gore her in her backyard where her kid can get to?
That's when her brother-in-law raced over with a tractor, pushing the bull away.
How do you race with a tractor?
Yeah, it does seem like that's not possible. He only gives one sentence for this story, and it's almost impossible to understand him.
Okay. They're a lot stronger than you think they are, that's for sure.
Ah, I got it! They're a lot stronger than you think they are, that's for sure.
Well done.
Come on.
Well done.
I speak Florida.
She was left with face and body bruises and a broken rib, but the scans taken the night of November 10th revealed something else.
Oh, no.
Bum, bum, bum! No, this is where the story gets super weird.
Oh, what? This hasn't been weird enough.
This is a weird story already. But it gets super weird because she didn't know that she had lung cancer. And they found out because the bull gored her and she got taken to the hospital and they did a scan and they saw... The breast cancer.
Get the hell
they
out of here.
They found it because the bull ran over.
The bull saved her.
Yes.
So she can stick around for a little longer and have more insane animals in her backyard that can run over her kids.
I did love a good cigar.
I did love a good cigar.
I gotta say, I'm starting to like her now. I really am.
My bad.
That right there is the tumor.
This stage one lung cancer had the potential to kill her within a year.
How about that?
Get the hell out of here.
That cow saved her life.
Sure, trampled her son.
Sure.
But hey.
There's that.
She's going to live a little longer now. That's actually pretty cool, I got to say.
Dr. Jonathan Daniel of Tampa General removed the tumor 2 weeks ago. On Monday, he gave her good news.
Your x-ray that you just got looks great. So all the things that you're doing are perfect.
That sounds like Dr. Drew.
Isn't that crazy?
Dr. Drew show
up. Did sound a little bit like him, but no, it was not him.
I'm alive, and I'm going to stay alive.
I'm still living.
That's pretty much what she's saying.
And I just feel like I got another chance.
Go ahead.
Teal has promised to give up smoking, Doctors say those decisions often come too late because lung cancer shows almost no symptoms early on. The cancer has not spread, leaving Teal to speak out to remind smokers to get screened without waiting to be injured.
Yes, totally agree. Yes, don't be gored by a bull.
Now, this is great because she doesn't get the point that smoking kills.
Okay.
She misses that entirely. So the way that she interprets it, and I'm just telling you before she says this, because there's not much left. The way that she interprets it is God told her that that moment in her life was when she should stop smoking.
And so it was fine up to then, doing all that horrible damage to herself.
Yes.
But that was the moment.
But
you
God
know what? It's
intervened
to,
and said, you know what? I'm going to take care of you.
Quit enjoying those stogies.
Just because you're dumb.
All right, let's hear what she said.
All right.
One more. It's not going to hurt me.
What do you want to tell them?
God will tell you when it's enough.
No!
Well, no!
No, that's not the point!
No!
Stop now!
Enough is before you start! Come on! Come on!
How does she miss that point after going through all that? Listen, God will tell you. Just wait for him.
Yeah, but you could have been gored by the bull and then been fine without the cancer if you never smoked the stogie.
Sure, there's that, but she doesn't get
that. No, she doesn't get that.
Because she's from Florida. Anus eating virus that kills 30% of people is spreading.
That's a weird thing to just suddenly say.
Anus eating virus.
You're all in. I'm enjoying the little ditty on the radio and all.
Anus eating virus.
A mystery flesh-eating disease that kills around 30% of people who become infected is spreading rapidly around Japan.
Well, Japan. Butthole-zilla.
The anus-eating virus is caused by a more severe form of the bacteria that causes strep throat.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask how that comes about.
Right?
How you catch that particular... I guess I do want to ask.
Yeah, I don't think you do. I'm pretty sure
I was thinking
don't.
It maybe it had something to do with sushi or something. That was just my guess, like raw fish. But it's not,
Infections
I guess.
This year have been detected in all but two of Japan's 47 prefectures.
Holy cow.
Raising eyebrows about how widespread the bacteria has become.
Raised.
Did I mention that it's an anus eating virus?
No! Ah! No!
Here's my favorite part.
Okay.
What's concerning is that the experts in the field have no idea what causes it.
Really?
Yep. Or how it's
way.
Or how it's transferred from person
to person.
So
it's coming here next! Ted Stryker is upset.
Anus-eating virus.
Do you have any anus-eating virus?
Oh, that's the wrong one, sorry.
Very cool, nice, funny guy, Bon Jovi. That's his new thing, legendary. You know, of all the guests they had on 30 Rock, John Bon Jovi was one of my favorites because he was just... Do you remember that by any chance?
I don't.
Sort of, he had to be Jack's... impress his girlfriend.
Oh, gotcha.
And so he was sort of forced into the hand, and it was really funny. He was great in it. Legendary's new Bon Jovi on KLS.
I don't know if are you following March Madness at all?
Oh, yeah. I keep following around. They're like, get away from us! Go!
So you don't
really
have any idea.
Actually, no.
Yeah. You know, the perfect, what do they call it?
Wow, now it's your turn.
Shoot.
Doing a brain fart central in here. Hey, sorry, the old guy. They can't remember.
You fill out a bracket.
Oh, right, yes,
of
sure.
The 64 teams.
It's where you win a lot of money.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win? Mm-hmm. Who's going to win? All the way up to the final. Who's going to win?
Right.
And no one has ever had a perfect bracket.
Yeah, no, sure.
Ever.
No, yeah.
As a matter of fact, they say the odds are better for you and, say, your wife to both buy lottery tickets when it's $1 billion, your odds are better that both of you would win that.
No.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
That's
not possible. Really?
And it's because Kentucky, like yesterday, Kentucky got beat by Oakland in, like, Missouri. Not Oakland.
I suppose that's why. There's no way you can foresee a game that would just, like, there's no way they're going to lose this, and you can't see where it would go from there.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And at the beginning of the tournament, now you've got Kentucky that doesn't make it anywhere because they're kicked out.
And so that's all screws up all of your brackets. Yeah.
So I'm out.
Oh, you are?
Seems early. And I'm not happy about it.
Oh, man, that new Pearl Jam is an ass-kicker.
That is great.
Title track from their new album, Dark Matter, on KLOS.
At the end of the day, that's a good song.
You know, I think they're thinking outside the box with that song.
We have been talking off the air. Sluggo is going to lose it. He's going to lose it at some point soon.
Come on!
He gets so mad about cliches.
I can't stand when someone is trying to say something really interesting, either really smart and intelligent, and they throw out, you know, we're going to think outside of the box on this one.
Yeah.
Shut up.
To be honest with you, that's another one that drives me crazy.
Well, no. It is what it is, buddy. You know what I mean?
It is what it is. You know what it is? I think that all of these would be fine if they weren't overused.
Yeah, the first time someone said think outside the box, brilliant.
Or that's a lot to unpack.
Oh.
Right.
It's
the repetition
that
drives you crazy.
387 times in, and when someone's standing up at the front of the meeting and says, you know, we just really need to think outside the box, folks.
Yeah.
We need to really come up with some creative... Shut up!
You need to think of a different way to say that.
You've never come up with a creative idea in your life at this point if you're still using that phrase.
818-955-KLOS, the cliches that you hate. Sluggo hates outside the box at the end of the day.
Can't stand it. I hate at the end of the day.
I think it's lazy.
Yes.
I think it's just lazy.
Yeah.
You grab the first thing that comes to your mind. Yeah. It's a crutch.
Glam on to something that you've heard someone else say once.
I mean, it is what it is.
Damn it.
818-955-KLOS. The cliches that drive you crazy.
Crazy-er. That almost sounds like a cliche for some reason. I'm not sure why. You're one of my kind? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but... I got cliches. I can't stand them. You're making me even crazier thinking about them, you bastard.
We're talking about cliches that make you mad. What do you got?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Don't care for that one?
Don't give a crap about that.
You're going to keep your crap? And I am with you on that one.
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello. Is this the anal eating disease
hotline? Yes, this is the anus eating virus hotline. It is.
I have it.
That might be how it transmits.
Oh, I hope not. No worries. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Back in the day.
Oh, back in the day. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, yeah, that was the most wonderful time ever.
Yeah, back in the day. You're a 20-year-old kid, and you're like, hey, back in the day.
You mean when you were 8?
Back in the day.
Right on. Awesome, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
There's a certain Los Angeles basketball player that always says, and things of that nature. At the end of every sentence, I hate cliches and things of that nature.
It is weird how people will tack on certain phrases like that, and they're not even aware that they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of things of that nature.
Things of that nature.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Henry from West Covina.
Hi there. Talking about cliches you hate.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of torn because I like some of them. You know, like in my head, I always use a stitch in time saves nine or whatever. You know, just get it done, right?
Right.
But what I hate the most was like country bumpkin sayings. You know,
like what?
Like, well, like I'm making it up, but when I was in basic, there was this kid from the south. He'd always use like, well, you're working like a hen that ain't laying eggs or something stupid like that.
Something that you've never really heard, but apparently down on the farm, they say it all the time.
Yeah, and you knew that what he was spitting out, he said cots all the time,
right.
Over and over. You know, yeah, so those country bumpkin ones drive me nuts.
Yep, I understand that. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Cliches that you hate.
At the end of the day, we just want to know what they are. Think outside the box when you come up with...
Talking about cliches that you hate, you have one?
I hate when they say... To make a long story short, and they're 5 minutes into the story.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a sign that the story's going to be long. That's what we've learned.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they'll say it twice as they're saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
It's like, no, just end it. Just
could have cut at least 30 seconds out of the whole story just by not saying that twice.
Right.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Cliches that bug you.
Misery loves company. Mm. I'm sick of hearing that.
Mm.
I don't think I've heard that one all that much. I mean, I know
it. Not in a while.
I know it, of course.
They used to say it a lot. Do you know someone who always crutches on it?
Yeah, everybody that's been to prison. That's all I hear.
Yeah, I can see that. I can totally see that. Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, I got one that Sluggo hates.
Let's hear it.
Talk to me.
Okay, so this dork I work with from Canada, rather than say, get your SH together,
mm-hmm.
he says, get your poop in a group.
Oh, that's awful. Really? That's ridiculous. Tell him go home. Get out of here. Go back to Canada.
Wow, that sucks. Wow. I'm angry. I don't even know the guy.
That's the power of cliches.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Cliches that drive you crazy.
Hey!
He's back.
What are you doing?
Can't we all just get along on? Well, it is when you're in the market and you just go, I want that last tofurkey. And then butcher just says, there's only one of them left. And that guy butts ahead of you and you can't get the tofurkey. Can't we all just get along? That doesn't make me happy.
See, this is what tofurkey does to people.
Right?
It's so addictive that...
I did not predict that we would be talking about tofurkey today.
That wasn't on your bingo card?
No, thank you for calling. Thanks, yeah, right? KLOS, hello.
What up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good. We're great, thank you. It's Friday. We're talking about cliches you hate.
Slow feet don't eat.
Slow feet don't eat?
Yeah, you know, in construction business.
Oh, okay.
You're moving.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah.
I think I would push someone who said that kind of off the trailer. You
push
know?
Them to Oops, the ground?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Right on, dude. Thanks. That's kind of the opposite of slow and steady wins the race. So which cliche do you believe?
Neither. KLOS, hello.
There's one saying that I feel that it lets somebody know that you've got a lower floor IQ score.
Okay.
What's that?
And that is same difference.
Difference.
What the frick is that?
That's kind of like a six of one and half a dozen of the other, but I sort of like that phrase because you do have to think about it a lot, a little, and you don't hear it very much.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Same difference.
What's going on, guys?
The shades you hate.
Holy cow. I hear it almost on a daily is... God, I can't think
you
of
forgot. You
guys on no, it's... Oh, my God.
You forgot what it was.
It got out of your head. Well, that's good. Look, the cliche is gone. We've cleansed it.
You need to smoke less weed.
Play the KLOS name game for the growing cash prize coming your way in minutes.
This is Southern California's rock station. This is KLOS.
Tell if you're happy.
So it's the All Request Fest, man.
What song will get your weekend kicked off right? 818-955-KLOS. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Tim.
There are those who call you Tim.
There are many who call me Tim for about 55 years now.
All right. So what do you want to hear on the All Request Fest, Tim?
How about YMT Summertime Girl?
Hello, it's KLOS All Request Fest.
Hey.
Hi.
I got a request for you.
All right, let's hear it.
Mother by Danzig.
That's a little depressing for a Friday. I'm not completely opposed.
Okay, how about some Oingo Boingo?
Wow.
Real good stuff.
You just sex changed on us. That was amazing.
Which song from Boingo?
Yeah.
Give me some real Oingo. I don't want standard stuff.
What do you want? Do we have to guess?
Yeah. I was going to say goodbye, but it's too early for that song.
The hell it is! How is it too early for this song? I love this song!
It is pretty great. KLOS, hello!
Hello, Kevin Slaw, you guys are awesome.
Thank you!
Hey, request fast, how about some Skinner? Give me back my bullet.
Hey, happy Friday, you guys.
Yeah. You too.
Hey, that Oingo Boingo song totally brought me back to high school.
Excellent.
Ridgemont.
Right?
Ridgemont High to be exact.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
So with that being said, how about Living in Stereo?
Love it.
I can just sit here thinking about BB King, and I will try to keep those hands on the wheel.
The friend of mine in Van Nuys who requested that song mm-hmm. knows who he is. And unless he's melting
strikes
right
me
now,
as odd.
He's probably enjoying that song.
Strikes me as strange that he doesn't have a name.
Whatever, man. Don't worry about it.
It is our old request fest. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're great. It's Friday. What can we do for you?
Ooh, hey, I was listening to a Phoebe Cates song just now. It made me think of the Bo Derek song, Bolero, Ravel, but you probably won't play that. So I'll just go with my original thought. Don Henley, get over it.
Nice. Awesome. Dudley Moore was on board with what you were saying there for a second, but...
Yeah, Dudley Moore, but who cares who else is in that movie?
That's a fact. You know, all right, we've got to play some exciting commercial messages, and then we'll get over it. Eagles, in a matter of moments.
I look forward to it. Adios.
I hate it when this happens, and it's going to stick now. I'm going to think this all the time. I just, for some reason, called him Mammoth WVHS, and I know...
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that with all of us.
It's going to be stuck in my
head. Son of a bitch.
I love that song, though. That is I'm All Right. Man, do I love that song.
KLOS, hello.
How about some Cousin Jimi?
Hendrix? Cousin?
Yeah. We just found out he's a cousin, so.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's bananas. That's awesome.
Well, do your DNA. You'd be surprised who you're related to.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to know who I'm related to.
You probably shouldn't. Which Jimi Hendrix song?
How about Rainy Day? In honor of it supposedly raining.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain tomorrow morning. Kevin, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Boo!
8%.
Hate it. The Vines get free for Adam and Gardena.
Right on. That's my favorite request so far
of the
day.
That's pretty great.
Love that. You got to find the demo version of that song, The Vines Get Free. The demo is incredible. like that isn't.
If you have a request, it's 818-955-KLOS.
Give us a call. We got about an hour more of this, right?
Yep.
All right.
And the next request on the Big Show, Graham, is...
Danger Whiskey Home, Van Halen.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello, guys. How's it going?
Great, thank you. It's Friday. It's our old request fest.
No, I love all of that. Hey, I'd like to request The Doors, The Wasp. You know, out here on the perimeter, we are stoned immaculate.
All right, we will do that for you, man. Who's this?
This is Mike from Ontario. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, hopefully you guys could dig this one out of the vaults. How about Aldo Nova Fantasy?
Wow, that is one out of the vaults. Wow. Yeah. All right, I'm going downstairs, going to the basement. I'm down here in the basement now. I'm in the sub-basement. Ooh, there's a couple of skeletons over there. What the hell, man? Oh, look what I found it.
Did you?
I did. I'm like freaking Indiana Jones, man. And here it is for you now, Fantasy Aldo Nova.
Sounds good, guys.
I even have Indy's hat. GNR, which reminds me, I'm going to have a gin and tonic here pretty damn soon. I'm looking forward to that.
KLOS, hello, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear something like yodeling. You know, we got to hear Hocus Pocus, my focus.
I'm sorry, what? Sligo was making some ugly noises.
Hocus, did you say Hocus Pocus?
Indeed. You know, it's like when you get too drunk and you have a vowel movement.
Did we already talk about the anus eating virus? Did we handle that?
No, I know. Okay. No.
We'll get to it then.
Okay, good.
We'll get to it.
The name game.
$5,700.
Woo!
We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Let's do it.
The name game. The name game. We are ready to write you a check that will probably bounce.
$5,700. KLOS, who is this?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Andrea, you're caller 25.
Oh, get out. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You get to play the KLOS name game. As you know, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character for $5,700.
The last couple of guesses were Pebbles and Richie Rich, but those were wrong. Andrea, for that cash, that loot, that money, what do you think we're looking for?
What about Fred Flintstone?
Fred Flintstone.
And his pal Barney Rubble and his wife Wilma. Wilma!
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Damn it. You know what's really weird? Just a little while ago in the hallway, someone said, no one has said Fred Flintstone yet.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Sorry, Andrea.
Andrea, do you have our station bugged?
Right on, Andrea. So next hour, sometime between 4 and 5?
$5,800.
The name game.
$5,800. We will take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
The name game, the name game.
Let's give away some money.
Take this money. Take it and run.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Bilal, Bill.
Bill?
Bill. Bill.
Bill.
You're caller 25. What?
Finally.
Bill is partying.
You are caller 25.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And Bill, the last couple of guesses were Fred Flintstone and Pebbles. I guess it's gone all Flintstones all of a sudden.
How about Popeye the Sailor Man?
Popeye the Sailor Man, the seaman, if you won't.
The seaman is mine.
Oh, that's not right.
That's incorrect.
Seaman was Buzz. Sorry, dude.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take care. All right, one more chance today.
$5,900.
Sometime between 5 and 6. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. The
name game. $5,900.
It's up for grabs right this second if you're caller number 25. The name game. The name game. Start the weekend right.
Right?
Give away some money.
KLOS, who is this?
Lisa Irvine. Hi, Salto. Hey, Kevin.
Hi there.
Hey.
Your name is Lisa?
Yes.
You are caller 25, Lisa.
Thank you. And I hope I get the help I guess correctly.
Yeah,
I hope
you really do too. Need to, because that'll start your weekend so damn good.
For $5,900, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses we got were Popeye the Sailor Man and Fred Flintstone, both of which were wrong. So, Lisa, for that cash, that loot, what do you think?
I am going to guess. Mm-hmm. I have two in mind, but I can only guess one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I was so addicted to that.
Am I right?
Same. I was so addicted to that when it was. I love. And Patrick. Patrick's the best.
Sure.
Please, Buzzer Man, tell me it's the right one. Come on. Mm. Oh, I hate the Buzzer Man.
Sorry.
Buzzer Man sucks.
It's okay.
Right on, Lisa. Well, have a great weekend anyway, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Take care. So, Monday morning.
$6,000.
Bob Dylan's fifth studio album, Bringing It All Back Home, was released on this day in rock in 1965. It was the first of his albums to break into the U.S. top 10. The first Eagles album featuring Don Felder was released on this day in rock. 1974. It was On the Border, featured Already Gone, James Dean, and The Best of My Love.